Blog Talk Radio.
He is the international best-selling author of Fox. It's worth the wisdom by audience all over. Yeah! He is the master. The guru of guest service.
Stand up and shine!
He's the one. Oh, now! Here on the board.
Stand up and shine!
Welcome.
Get on the board. Stand up and lay it out. Stand up and shine!
Welcome to the Peter LaPorta Show 2015. My name is Peter LaPorta, and I would like to welcome you back. That's right, welcome you back to our fantastic audience. Yeah, that's it. Okay. We've taken a nice hiatus during this winter time, and we are now back here in the studio taking care of your calls, taking care of your suggestions, taking care of all things that matter here on the Peter LaPorta Show. If you'd like to call in at any time during the show, the number is 516-453-9091. Once again, that number is 516-453-9091. Yeah. So the question is, Pete, where you been? Well, you know, like I said, we took a little winter hiatus, a little hibernation, as it were, and played a lot of reruns during that time. So I hope you've enjoyed plenty of my shows during that time. And now we're back. And during that time, you know, we had some big life changes. We relocated our studios to Florida, relocated back to Florida, where we're enjoying the sunshine and the 80-degree temperatures as opposed to the Northeast, where we'd still be covered in snow. And dealing with, I think I saw somebody on Facebook this morning that said they were at 24 degrees this morning. Ooh, 24 degrees. That's just plain ugly, folks. And my condolences to those up in the Northeast as they try to struggle, as they try to stay in the Easter spirit and try to think spring thoughts. But that's very difficult when you're dealing with those temperatures. But that's what we're here to talk about today. We're going to talk about Holy Week 2015. We're going to talk about all things related to Easter and go into that. But before we get into all that, I want to talk about the special today, April 2nd. April 2nd is World Autism Awareness Day. That's it, yeah. It is the 8th annual World Autism Awareness Day, and a few years back I had the opportunity to speak at the United Nations for it. Yeah, that was pretty cool. Wherever you are today, celebrating this day, please remember to find something out about autism. Of course, we want you to wear the blue clothes, and we want you to light it up blue. If you've got a porch light, you know, turn that on blue tonight. All around the world, people are celebrating awareness of this this disorder, and we want to make sure that you go one step further, that you take the time and you learn something about autism as you go around the world today. Find out whatever it may be so you have more understanding, less ignorance about autism, what it is and what it's not. If you haven't gotten a copy of my book, Adventures in Autism, you know, order one today online. You can order it through ebook. You can start reading it right now during the show. So please do that. Once again, the title is Adventures in Autism. That was my fourth book, and it came out a couple years ago. And we do autism awareness seminars all across the country. And hopefully I will come to a city near you soon. If I haven't been, please get a hold of us at laportaenterprises.com or one of my other venues that we'll talk about in just a second, and get a hold of me. I'd love to come to your town and give a free autism awareness seminar. But for today, remember to light it up blue, wear something blue, and find out something about autism. My son and millions of children like him would appreciate your awareness and having less ignorance about it. So keep that in mind, all right? Keep that in mind. So what have we been up to during our hiatus? Well, you know, I've been working on a brand new book. For those of you who follow me on Facebook at Facebook.com/PeterLaporta or on Twitter at LaportaPeter on Twitter, or you can follow me on LinkedIn or through broadcast radio at Blog Talk Radio. All of these sites, you can pretty much follow my up and doings. But I'm working on a new book right now. It's my first foray into fiction. It's actually a book based in World War II. It's kind of like a love story and a little bit about war in the same time. So hopefully you will enjoy that when that comes out later on this year. I've also been touring on my book that came out last year, which is called Adventures in Leadership. And we've enjoyed a great world tour on that. And we've had great response and to audiences all over the world on getting that leadership message out there. And all that on top of all the speaking that I do throughout the year. If you'd like me to speak at your event, go to one of those sources that I just talked about, or you can also get me through my agent at speakermatch.com. The best thing that's happened recently is we just received, for the second time, we just got the Best of Kissimmee Award 2015. Yeah, very cool. We received it. Thank you. We received that back in 2013 for the first time, and we just got it again this year. We didn't get it last year because we weren't even in Kissimmee last year. LaPorta Enterprises got an award for the Best in Management Training and Coaching. So hopefully you've taken advantage of that and had me come speak to your group. If you haven't, do so. Hey, we're lighting the fires down here in Florida in the passion that is the workplace. So take a moment, look it up, give me a message, and we'll go from there. All right, that's what we've been up to. Yeah. So that's what we've been up to during our hiatus, but now it's time to go forward. And what a great week to start on. It is Holy Week, Easter week, the most holy week of the year by most of the population on the planet Earth. So when we get back, we're going to take a quick commercial announcement, and when we get back, we're going to talk all about the Holy Week. In the meantime, feel free to dial up those numbers, 516-453-9091. That's our call-in line. I'd like to hear from you. I'd like to find out what it is that you feel is going on in the world and how you celebrate in your household for Holy Week. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Sarah. Some people call Peter LaPorta the master of motivation. Some people call him the guru of guest service. I just call him Dad. When he's not home playing with me, my dad is flying all over the world speaking at conventions, meeting graduations, and all kinds of breakfast, lunch, and dinner events. They even call him the keynote speaker at something called a gala. If you want my dad to come speak at your events, you have to call us at LaPorta Enterprises. No group is too small or too big for my dad. Call us at 321-805-1440 or go to our website at LaPortaEnterprises.com. Give him a call today and tell him Sarah sent you. He will ignite your passion today.
Okay, that was Sarah coming to us live. My daughter, she is my third daughter of four children. That was a great commercial. We love that. But, you know, for some people, Easter is nothing but a time for the kids, and that's sad because if you don't take the time to teach your children about the true meaning of Easter, it's more than just Easter egg hunts and wearing pretty dresses and having turkey or prime rib or whatever you're going to have on that day. It's all about the world as we know it today. It is the basis for Christianity. It is the basis for pretty much everything around us. If you say that this is the year 2015, then you are celebrating the life and death of Christ, because that's what the calendar is set up around. 2015, it's been 2015 years since the death of Christ, which is what is being celebrated this week on Holy Week. And you know what? Like I said, if you're regardless of what religion and what practicing faith, everything is based around that fact, around the whole life of Jesus and whatever parcel that you believe in, whatever it is your faith, it is all around us. But today we're going to talk about, Holy Week. Have we gotten so busy in life that we forget the important things? Have we forgotten what the week's all about? Did we forget to go to church on Palm Sunday and get our palms? Did we forget that today, Holy Thursday, is the celebration of the Last Supper? Whether you believe it or not, it happened, and there's been paintings. You know, there was a famous painting about it, and it's something that where Jesus sat down with his disciples and discussed his day ahead. Good Friday is the darkest day in the Catholic Church and many religions around the world. That's the day where Christ himself was crucified, along with two others, and then we look for the resurrection on Sunday, which is the meaning of Easter, the resurrection of Christ, and the miracle around that. So I'd like to hear how you celebrate all of that, or any of that. If you know you don't pay attention to any of it, you just go out and hunt eggs on Saturday and wake up on Sunday and have some ham or some turkey, or you let the whole thing pass you by. Some people, it appalls me, but have said that it reminds them of another commercial holiday like Valentine's Day. But for the rest of the world, we know that it's a lot more than that. It's the most important holiday to me in the year. Let's hear what you have to say about it. 516-453-9091 is our call-in line, and give us a call today, and I'll put you on the air. So, looking at day by day, when I was doing some research for this show, I was amazed to find out some of the other things behind it throughout the week. And maybe you'll be surprised as well. This week we celebrate the Passion of Christ, the death, the resurrection, the ascension of Jesus Christ. And every event around town, around in your church and things like that are all built around that. We follow every day the walk of Christ, and for many of us, you have to ask yourself every day this week, what would Jesus do, and try to live a life more pure, less full of angst, as it may be, in your life. It all started 40 days prior, back on Ash Wednesday, or maybe the day before, for those of you who don't celebrate Ash Wednesday. Mardi Gras. Mardi Gras is the big sinning day before the cleansing during Lent. For those of you who didn't know that, that's what that's all about. Everybody comes out and they do some whatever debauchery it's come up to in life, on Mardi Gras, and celebrated by Carnival in other parts of the world. But that's otherwise known as Fat Tuesday, and then it's followed by Ash Wednesday, which is the cleansing of the of your sins, and for the next 40 days through the Lenten period, you cleanse your body. For many of us Christians, we give up something during Lent. We give up things that are bad for us, whether it be soda or ice cream or whatever the case may be, or something more harmful to our lives, like pessimism, or we give up swearing on a daily basis, or we give up trying to be so negative in life, and the more aesthetic qualities that may come out of Lent. And through that 40 days, then comes Easter, then comes this Holy Week, and all of a sudden everything is a culmination. For little kids, I remember being a little kid, Holy Week was nothing more than, oh, well, first of all, it's cool because my father taught us how to make these cool crosses with the palms that we get on Palm Sunday, and then we give them out to our family and friends. And then, you know, towards the end of the week, we can eat meat again after the week's over, which is great, because as Catholics, we give up eating meat on Fridays. We also saw it as a time to eat eggs and candy and get all sorts of things in our Easter basket, and then go to our aunt's house on Easter morning for a big feast. But that's different in everybody's household now, isn't it? It's all different. Some people do all sorts of different things. I was reading about things to do to celebrate Easter. But let's keep going and see what the purpose of the week is. Like I said, today is the celebration of the Last Supper. But let's go back a few days and look at what happened on Sunday. On Sunday, the celebration of Holy Week begins as we remember to present the triumphal entrance of Jesus into Jerusalem to begin his final week and initiate his passion. The palms remind you to praise him through your prayerful presence. According to Mark, Jesus returned that evening on Sunday to a suburb of Jerusalem, okay, where he prayed and considered the difficult days ahead of him. On Monday, Jesus returns to Jerusalem and the shameful practices in the temple, and he cleanses the temple both by symbolic washing of it and also praise on Monday. Tuesday is followed up where he's confronted back by the temple leadership for the cleansing that he did before, that they didn't want it, that they didn't ask for it, that they don't want to be crucified under Pontius Pilate for doing that. So they kind of rebuke him at that point, which leads us into Holy Wednesday, which is also called Spy Wednesday, because that's the day that Judas actually makes his deal to hand Jesus over. He's paid 30 pieces of silver and in order to betray him on this final day. So that's all the days leading up to today, which is celebrated as Holy Thursday. Holy Thursday marks the beginning of the sacred 3 days. Earlier this day, Jesus gave the instructions to the disciples on how to prepare for his holy meal, which is the Last Supper. He breaks bread with them, he drinks wine with them, and that's what the Catholic Church celebrates on a weekly service. And you will see on the news today as the Pope goes through the ritual of washing feet. You know, he did it last year to homeless people and shook the world because they were shocked that this holy man would do that. But it's the same ritual of washing the feet back that Jesus did. So it reminds us that even the greatest on high can wash others' feet. Tomorrow will be Good Friday. All through the night, Jesus had been locked away in a dungeon. And tomorrow we celebrate or honor his crucifixion. He's condemned to death by Pontius Pilate and by the people in the city. And he's placed on a hillside with two other thieves and gone. So this is followed by Holy Saturday. The body of Jesus is in the tomb, but they announce that his body is gone. And then on Sunday, the revelation comes through and he is resurrected. So this is the meaning of Holy Week. These are the things that we celebrate throughout the week. But, you know, we want to find out more about what you do in your lives as we have about 10 minutes left in the show. So please give me a call at 516-453-9091. We'll be right back after another commercial message, and I want to hear all about your family. Be right back.
Hi, my name is Sarah. Some people call Peter Laporta the master of motivation. Some people call him the guru of guest service. I just call him Dad. When he's not home playing with me, my dad is flying all over the world speaking at conventions, meeting, graduations, and all kinds of breakfast, lunch, and dinner events. They even call him the keynote speaker at something called a gala. If you want my dad to come speak at your events, you have to call us at LaPorta Enterprises. No group is too small or too big for my dad. Call us at 321-805-1440 or go to our website at laportaenterprises.com. Give him a call today and tell him Sarah sent you. He will ignite your passion today.
Outstanding, and we are back. We are back. So, we're talking about Easter week. We talked about today being World Autism Awareness Day, and then we went into talking about Easter week and what the true meaning behind it is. But that's not really how everybody celebrates it now, is it? So, I want to find out how you celebrate it at home. I will tell you here at the LaPorta household, we do the big excursion to church, and then we make a feast and invite people over, and we eat and celebrate the resurrection of Christ that day. But in other countries, they do other things. In France, for example, church bells do not ring on Easter Saturday or Good Friday. Because it's a sad day. It's a day of mourning. But then come Easter morning, you know, the bells ring out and celebrate the resurrection of Christ. They put boxwood branches over the doors to bring good luck to people. Over in Germany, for example, in Germany at the Palm Sunday service, the priest sometimes rides to the service on a donkey. It's all part of an Easter play called the Passion Play, which is amazing in itself. They have performed it since 1600s, it looks like, and the play goes for about 3 hours, and then they take a break and they have three more hours. So it's a very long day over in Germany for the celebration. Over in Italy, they do their own Easter Day in Italy. The Pope himself presides over a large mass in St. Peter's Square in Vatican City. The service is the place of the pilgrimage to Catholics and is a broadcast on TVs and radios all over the world. Again, olive branches are used instead of palm leaves around. And over in Italy, Lent is huge, and it starts off with Mardi Gras festival in Venice. So lots of things going on around the world. Let's take a look at one or two more countries here. Let's look at Spain, for example. Over in Spain, Easter is a very important celebration day, the first day. The whole of Holy Week is a holiday, and it's a national holiday, so everything's closed the whole week of Easter, Holy Week in Spain. Ash Wednesday begins it, like we talked about. On Palm Sunday, it's a mandatory day that people go to church, Mass in the morning. Kids bring palm leaves and branches to be blessed by the priest. And on Thursday, the Dance of Death celebration, scary dances, is performed as a celebration of Christ and his Last Supper. Everybody in the country has a traditional Last Supper meal over in Spain, and it just brings to the highlight of a very big celebration on Easter Sunday. So looks like Spain is the place to go to check it all out and experience what you want to do over there. Let's look at one more country. Let's look at Mexico, for example. Easter is actually a two-week festival in Mexico. Before the week before and the week following Easter. And that's pretty much, you know, when you stop to think of it, how we celebrate it here in the United States. Here in the United States, we have kids that are off either the week before or the week after. Here in Florida, we really get the impact of spring breaks as everybody comes down to the theme parks and escapes the cold that way. But it's all part of the celebration in Mexico, it looks like. They celebrate for 2 weeks, the week before and the Passion of Christ, and the week after being one just giant celebration every day. So that's Easter around the world, and wherever you are listening to this program, I hope you have a glorious Easter week. With just a few minutes left, I want to make sure that we recap a couple of things on the program. First of all, it is World Autism Awareness Day, April 2nd. It is the 8th annual. Please, folks, do something. Light it up blue. Wear something blue. Look it up on the internet. Look it up on your phone. Look it up, you know, however you have social media. Celebrate it in some way. Bring awareness to this amazing disorder. Try to get the cobwebs out of your head and realize that it is so much more than what people think about, and it is also so much less than people realize, too. Autism is not the end of your child's life or the individual's life. It's just a different way of life, and you just need to learn to dance on a shifting carpet on a daily basis, and that's what we celebrate on World Autism Day, is that awareness. We also talked about Easter. However you want to celebrate it, you know, just remember the meaning of it, folks. It's just not something that's cast away inside. Make sure your children are more aware of things that go on around the world. It's not just a jelly bean inside an egg. It's not just a basket of candy on Easter morning. Make sure you educate them on the real processes about Easter and why we celebrate it on a yearly basis, time after time after time, and why most of the world considers it the most holy week of the year, and not just a time for vacation and spring cleaning or a day off from work or whatever the case may be. So educate yourself and those around you to what's going on. For those of you who missed it at the beginning of the program, you can get all the information and download any of my shows here on Block Talk Radio through iTunes. You can also go to Block Talk Radio and listen to any of mine in the archives, and we'll be more than happy to answer any questions you may have through that, through Block Talk Radio or through my website at LaPortaEnterprises.com, or you can reach me on Facebook at Facebook/PeterLaPorta, on Twitter at LaPortaPeter, or on LinkedIn at Peter LaPorta. All of those are out there, okay? So take the time, visit one of my 7 Facebook pages. I have one for my personal self, and then I have one for my business, LaPorta Enterprises, and there's a fan page for each one of my books out so far. So continue to tune in, continue to listen in, and remember, reach for the stars, and you'll always fall amongst the heavens. Have a great week. We'll talk to you soon. This is Peter LaPorta signing off. Have a great night. Pleasure.
down, you.